I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it. Is somebody gonna match my freak? Is somebody gonna match my freak? Yeah. Is somebody gonna match my nasty? Hello, my favorite people who just know how to match my freak. Welcome back to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. We have started with a bang with today's episode. The title says it all. We all know what this is screaming. Who the fuck wants to match my frequency? Lol, love this. Absolutely love this concept at the moment of creating a frequency, creating a vibe, attracting your tribe, finding your people, finding your magnets, finding your mirrors, how to become that mirror for the people to find you and match your freak. I just love it. I love this whole concept and I can't wait to dive into the episode, but let's do a little catch up, life update. So we have entered into November and just going to say it, just going to put it out there. November is my birthday month. And my birthday is not till the 29th of November, but, you know, birthday month for a reason. So I'm starting to feel really into my freak because not only we're currently in Scorpio season and I'm a Sag, but I'm actually a Scorpio rising. So this season leading into Sagittarius season feels so freaky for me. Like Scorpio energy is like, I don't know, I think it's almost a little bit more spicy compared to the Sag energy that's like fiery, and so they go really hand in hand, and if you know me, you probably get it. You probably get it, and it all makes sense. So I'm feeling the spice, I'm feeling the electricity, I'm feeling the wave of inspirations, I'm feeling the abundance, I'm feeling the magnetism. I don't know, I just feel like a bit of a powerhouse at the moment. I feel quite in my power, and I think that's just because my moon, my stars, my risings, they're all in alignment and it's all making me feel freaky. And I think when I feel my absolute freak on, and you can have a drink for every time I say the word freak in this episode, but when I start to feel this, I feel like I become such a force field, such a magnet, and such a mirror. And in those three definitions mean three completely different things. I force field the things that do not hit the frequency. I absolutely block them the fuck out. And that can become very effortless and very like, you know, I guess in a way of like people who aren't on your level are just not even going to clutch. They're not even going to be able to find the ladder to climb up. So it's like they're falling off, they're easily out of your way, and that's a huge part of today's episode. Then of course you become, what did I say, a force field? Did I say a magnet? And a mirror? Are they the same thing? Fuck. I'm gonna have to pause and rewind. Okay, yes, I said magnet and mirror as well as force field. And when I'm like, let's break down the difference between being a magnet and being a mirror. So firstly, being a magnet is absolutely attracting. It's like that effortless like energy pool that you're going to magnetize the things that you need and the things that are going to be on a higher level to your high frequency compared to a mirror. And a mirror is when you find people who mirror the things you need to heal within yourself. They might mirror triggers, they might mirror flaws, they might mirror your weaknesses, your struggles. Mirrors can seem like magnets because in a way they are magneting the same energy, but they're mirroring things so that you can see it. And so ultimately, it's okay to have all three things. It's okay to be a force field and block the things you don't need anymore, that don't serve you anymore. It's amazing to be a magnet and to be on that higher frequency where you're bringing in all the things that are going to help make you feel abundant and amazing and bring more energy in and be the kind of energy that you need around you. And then, of course, to have that mirror. The mirrors around you are really important in your life. They're going to come in at all different stages of your life to teach you things, to show you things, to bring things to the surface. You know, I always say life keeps life in until you learn lessons. So it's important to be aware of the mirrors and look at them directly. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror, okay? And you're going to find people representing all three of those things. It's kind of similar to the saying, people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. That this is almost like those same sort of thing. Like you're going to have a reason for why someone is there to show you something. There's going to be people that come in just for a little season, and that season might also be the time when you block people out and you don't need those people in your life anymore. That might just be seasonal. And then of course there's the lifetimes, and that's when you're going to have that those, you know, mirrors that throughout your life are going to show themselves, and there's going to be magnets that come in to your life and they're going to glue to you forever, and there's going to be things that you end up force fielding out of your life forever. So I kind of like that relation. And if you haven't sort of picked up on today's episode theme, it is about people, and it's about the people that you attract in and out of your life. And it's about being okay with that fact that not everyone is in your life forever, and not everyone needs to be in your life at all times, and you don't need to feel like you have to hold on to people or that you need to push people away permanently or whatever it might be that's kind of going on for you. It's important to trust, and I'm going to focus perhaps on this season of life, and just know that it's okay to find the people that match your freak and to force feel the people that don't. And I think this topic is kind of evident for me right now because it's coming up to my birthday. And I think my birthday is a really pivotal time in my life. Pivotal, probably not the correct word. Prominent time of my life that I feel the real support around me of those people who are like genuinely there for you in your life. And I think most people in my life know that my birthday tends to be a big deal for me. It just always has been. I've really loved my birthday always, and it's just, it's my moment. I get to be the moment, and I'm not shy of being the moment, as we know. So I think for me, it's also something I do tend to use as a reflection of what I've achieved in the last year. And specifically this year, it's going to be what I've done by the age of 25. And there's some things that I'm like, wow, I can't believe I'm nearly 25 and I've done this, this, and this. But I'm also like, fuck, I'm nearly 25 and I've only got nothing to show for it. Like, what? We all say we're going to be married and have children by the age of 25. And it's like, what the fuck? So I think the biggest thing is finding your people. And that's the hugest moment that I love to focus on, is like, oh my God, I'm 25 and I have amazing people in my life. And I'm so grateful for those that are in my life who genuinely support me, who are genuinely there for me, who fucking match my fucking freak. And that's what it's all about, is finding the people that want to match your freak, whether that's in relationships, friendships, work connections, networks, the people that follow you on social media. It's like all of it. And the strangers you run into and bump into and talk to in the street. Like, I love it. I absolutely love it. And I think I've stepped into a whole new level of confidence lately, where I'm just not afraid to talk to anyone. I'm not afraid to give a compliment to a stranger. I'm not afraid to say good morning to somebody. I'm not afraid of the boys at the surf check anymore. Like, I'm just feeling fucking in my power. And I don't know if it's because I'm in my season or if it's because I'm just on my freak level and I'm matching it. I'm finding the matches and it's feeling fucking good. And if you're not feeling it and you're just like, Alyssa, we're not all on your frequency right now, then this is when this episode's going to be beneficial for you, because you don't have to be on level 1000 to find your people. Okay. Like I said, the term mirror can be very crucial in your life at certain points. And in the moment, it's going to be hard when you're faced with people who are mirroring things for you. It's going to be really fucking brutal. And it's going to be something, like I said, you're not going to want to look in the mirror. You're going to want to run away from it. You're going to want to push it away. You're going to want to pick a fight with it. You know, you're going to hate it. You're going to really hate the mirrors that come into your life when you seriously look at them head on and realize what they are trying to tell you. But if you don't face the mirror, then you're never, ever going to learn it. And you're never going to heal what might need healing or resolve something or find love within that thing that you might lack. And I'm just going to throw back a couple years ago when I sort of like fell into this friendship with a person who was ultimately lost, a little lost soul, and I just felt like I was kind of on their journey while they were trying to find themselves through doing a whole heap of different behavioral kind of things. And it just wasn't, I don't really, you know, I look back and I say to myself, like, I don't know what kind of energy I was in to have attracted that person so intensely into my life. And that can be the confusing thing when we attract these people into our lives. I'm like, wow, what kind of level am I on? What kind of frequency am I on? What am I magneting that's brought this person into my life? Like, I know I really overthink that sometimes. And especially when I stop and look back, I'm like, what the fuck? Was I okay? Because I was hanging out with someone who wasn't okay. And that's nothing on them. They're going through their journey. But I think about that quite often when I look back in situations, both platonic and romantic relationships. I'm like, what the fuck, Alyssa? Like, were you okay? And that's when I have to realize that I probably wasn't looking in the mirror that was right in front of me trying to tell me something. But then when you think about it and you reflect, you realize when that friendship or relationship is over, or maybe you've left that job because you couldn't handle your toxic boss, or the people that you worked with were just awful people to be around, and you were just like, I am not handling this. Eventually we move on and we've taken a lesson from that experience or that person. And ultimately it's about just knowing that you've taken that on and you've processed that and you've learned from it and you've healed from it. And I guess if I look back, the one thing that really came from that was a huge trigger. Like, a huge trigger for me was this person ultimately was very selfish and self-centered in the way of, like, it was their world and everyone else is sort of just living in it, and it was about them and figuring out who they are. And we're all figuring ourselves out. We're all on our own journey. And I just didn't feel supported by this person. I felt like I was almost in competition with this person, and that they needed saving and I wanted to save them, but I also knew that nothing I could do was ever going to save that person. I remember one day saying, do you want even me to, like, do you even want me to help you? Like, you're basically like asking for help and I'm trying to help you, but I don't think you want it. And I just couldn't do it anymore, because it was just like, some people just want problems and that's not me. I want solutions and I want to give solutions and support people, but I'm also going to be there and listen and just be there if that's all you need. But don't come crying to me about the same problem 20 times. I'm going to get sick of hearing it. So it's a hard truth. But I realized that the competition that came from this particular friendship was something that was a trigger for me, because I was lacking confidence in myself, in my belief in myself, in what I could offer and what I could do, in my value. And it really probably stagnated my business for a few months. Like, fucking first, the first probably 12 months of my business was like feeling this huge lack of like self-confidence and imposter syndrome, and that I was like trying to beat this person who was trying really hard to catch up to me, but also like what I'd built over 12 months they wanted to do overnight. And it was just like really triggering because I'd been through it. Like I'd been through some real hard shit, and I just felt like this person was getting a front row seat to how I got there, and they were just going to take it and run with it. And I was just like, fuck yeah. And I was like, why was I matching that freak? Like, what was I doing? And anyway, I still feel a little bit in disbelief, but there's so many benefits that came from it. Like, so many for me, so many, I guess, connections that led from that. And yeah, like, you can't be mad at it and you can't be sad about it. You have to just like move on and just be like, okay, something came from it, and one day it'll all make sense. And maybe it does make sense. And I'm just not seeing a spade for a spade still. But at the end of the day, I was like, this ain't matching my freak anymore. And I want to be on a different freak. And I'm going to have to step away from that to find the freak. And so I felt like it was time to step away from that friendship and really go within. I went so within, it wasn't funny, to the point of like isolation. And, you know, I fully like stopped, like I fully like moved home to my hometown, basically. Like I couldn't even be in the town like I was living in, because I was like, I couldn't be near that person. It was having like physical stress effect on me, and that's fucked, you know. And then gets to a point where you have to put your force field up, and I put my force field up, and I seriously didn't see that person for months and months and months and months and months. And it was like, wow, like I just knew that it was time to go within and protect my energy. And you can do that subtly and peacefully and quietly. And if that person like is attacking or like, you know, wavy, not called me back, it's like if they haven't bothered to reach out to be like, is everything okay? Like you've gone AWOL and I haven't heard from you. Like if they haven't come at you gracefully, then it's a big sign that you're meant to step away from them. They're not used to your boundary. So I did that, and moving out of that, I found myself again. I found things that made me feel good. I found my frequency. And in the last 6 months, not even, but probably nearly 6 months because the year's gone so fast, I think it sort of stems back to like the middle of the year when I started my 30-day self-care challenge. I really felt really back into myself, and I felt like I was losing my identity again a little bit, and I fell back in love with like finding my inner self and the things that made me feel good. And I did a lot of things outside my comfort zone, and that's just how I started to attract and become a magnet again, and the magnet for the good things. Like I didn't need the mirrors. Like I think a few mirrors popped up here and there, but ultimately it was like, no, I'm force fielding and I'm magneting. And it just opened up a whole new pool of fish. And I, like, just to talk romantically for a second, I also probably around this time, like, listened to this particular podcast or meditation kind of recording. And I'm pretty sure I've talked about this in an episode as well. And it really, like, unblocked a lot of limiting beliefs I had around romantic partners and relationships. And I remember listening to it and walking, like waking up fully, like I became woke, and I was like, wow, I put this huge pressure on finding this perfect person and how all the expectations I have of them and what they are to be. And I have to realize that if I want that perfect person to exist, then they're going to expect me to be perfect, and I'm not. I just want someone to love me and support me and accept me for who I am, where I am, what I am, where I am, like as I am right now. And that made me realize that I have to just do that for that person too. Like I just have to meet people where they are, what they are, who they are, as they are now. And that's, they come into your life at that point and they meet you at your point for a reason. Like, you know, there's no fucking such thing as right person, wrong time, whatever. It's like, no, they're the right person in your life at the right time they need to be there. And you've met them on their timeline or your timeline for a particular reason. And you have to just trust that and just accept that and support them and love them exactly where and as they are in that moment. And it just absolutely unblocked me. And it was like, fuck, I have to just accept people for who they are and not have this pressure on that what I want them to be. And realize that there's actually not a limitation on that. As soon as you just accept people for who they are, then you unblock everything, and you realize there's an abundance out there. And of course, it's about having fucking, you know, expectations and not just accepting the bare minimum. Like, you want to be treated properly and whatever, but it weirdly opened up for a lot of more magneted people, as much as I was like, you know, you have to just be chill about who they are. It's like you have to just accept the abundance and accept that there is an abundance of fish out there. Not be like the pool is small, because that's the mindset I used to have. The pool is abundant. So I don't know. I think that was a huge unblocking for me at that time as well, which made me feel more like a magnet, because it made me feel more confident in myself, because I'm like, well, I can just be whoever I want to be. I can be myself. And that's the magnet. That's how I'm going to actually find the people that I need. I don't need them to be anything, but I just need them to be what I need. And that's just going to be an energy. It's going to be a freak. It's going to be them on my freak. And, you know, I've definitely found people in the last few months that have just been able to match my energy so effortlessly that it feels like, yeah, it just brings like a fire to your belly and like, just makes you feel so good in yourself, because you don't have to pretend to be anyone, and you can just be so happily and comfortably yourself and not worry. And you do the cringe things, you say the cringe things, and you do the things that some people are going to judge you for, and that's okay, you know? And like, you guys know, I'm into my cold dipping, and like, the group of people that I get to dip with are just beautiful humans that we just matched each other's freak on one way, like one level. Like, it's, we don't all have similar lives, but the fact that we just have this one thing that we can bond over is amazing. That's the frequency. It's, you don't have to be a twin of somebody. Like, you don't have to match every part of them, but it's finding those things that you get along with people and find those little pockets of your life where it's just like, wow, I can do that with that person and that just feels so fucking good. And I can do that with that person and it feels, it makes me feel alive, and it makes me feel like it brings out different parts of you. You know, like for like one friend I have, I just feel like I can really bring out my playfulness and my like lack of being serious, and I can just be fun. I can be like chill. I can be, you know, I can really be myself, and I can bring out sort of my inner child, and it feels really fun and playful. And that's a really important thing that we push away as we get older, is like that playfulness, and that we always have to be so serious. And like, you know, I run a business, like every day is serious, but I hate that. I want times where I can just forget about it and it just be fun and it just be easy. And you just like look at the life you have and it's just like, wow, it's not all about work and hustle, you know, you can play too. And it doesn't have to be playing in a way of like going out partying, drinking, dancing. It's like playing in a way of just like, you know, swimming in the with the dolphins, like at the beach. It's like, it's just fun, you know? And then of course, like the beautiful people I'd cold dip with, it's like they bring out a part of me where I feel like so empowered by them. And I feel like, you know that saying I've said a thousand times is like, if you're the most successful person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Going to my cold dips, I feel like such a baby, and I feel so naive and innocent at life compared to these people. And it's just because they've obviously had a longer life experience than I have. And they really just inspire me, like the way that they show up and what they do for themselves. It's like I feel so guilty not going, because it's, they just are so dedicated and I love it. And they, yeah, they bring out a part of me that feels that spark of inspiration and admiration for them. And I love that as well. I love that when you feel that from other people and you don't look at other people's lives with jealousy or spite or whatever. It's just like you look at them with inspiration and awe, and that's a really beautiful feeling to let yourself have for other people. I think that when you just totally look at someone and look up to them, it's like we really need lots of people in our lives that we look up to. I think it's what helps us grow. And then of course I have my beautiful friends that I've had for years and years and years, who again, they just have been on my journey and just be, you know, they're not embarrassed to be my friend. They're not jealous of where I'm at. They're not judging me. They're not talking about me. They're like genuinely there when I'm doing something big and doing something new. And they're just like, here she goes again, but they're fucking there for me. And I feel so lucky that I have the friends that I have that genuinely just so in my corner, and they're just like, fucking this girl, like, can't stop her. And then they're never gonna like not be there, you know. I think that's the beautiful thing, is just knowing that the friends that are gonna really be there forever. And you know, having long distance friends and people who just seriously, I guess another thing is like I've made a lot of younger friends lately. Like, you know, my brother's girlfriend, my little sis-in-law, she's like my little bestie, and I love it. I love that I have like a little sister. And I just think, you know, her and a couple of other people who have really come into my life, like really like strongly showing up in my life at the moment and supporting me, but also like have felt really inspired by me and say like they really do look at to me for advice, and they always learn something from me, or if they ever listen to something I've said, they've like generally taken it on. And I think that's a beautiful thing that you can do, like by having younger friends in your life. Like I've always been sort of the youngest out of people I've been friends with. I've always had older friends, and now I feel like it's coming the other way around where I'm the old friend and I've got these younger friends, but it's like I'm being that role model and the person that they look up to, and it's like so weird, but it's so, like I feel so grateful that I can do that for them and that they genuinely appreciate me and like what I, how I can be there for them and I guess guide them and tell them that everything's going to work out and it's okay. Life's not that serious and it's not that deep, you know. Even one of my friends, she said, like, how are we like the same? Like, she's a Sag as well, and she goes, how are we the same? But I'm having a mentee be to you every 5 minutes and you're just like a cool cucumber. And I'm just like, because dolls, when I was 22, I was having mentee bees all the time and I was a psycho. And I would have freaked out about these things. But now I'm nearly 25 and you just become a cucumber. One day you wake up, you're not a caterpillar into a butterfly. It's like you're a caterpillar into a fucking cuke. Okay? You're a fucking cuke. And you just chill. You just chill the fuck out. And if you're not there yet, just start visualizing yourself as the cool cucumber. And I'm picturing, like, you know, the cucumber that's on your eyes when you're like having a facial, like that cool cucumber feeling of just like, oh, summer breeze, I feel zen, I feel relaxed, you know. It's so nice having a peaceful mind, and I definitely don't know how I just one day woke up with a peaceful mind, but lately it's been peaceful, and it's because of the people that bring you peace into your life. Because there's going to be people that bring you problems, there's going to be people that bring you pain, but it's about finding the people that bring you peace, pleasure, passion, profit sometimes. Yeah, they're good people to have too. I mean, I haven't even mentioned the fact that I have these clients that also just are my fucking people. Like, I think that that's another thing, like being on the frequency that I am, I've been able to attract, magnet the kind of clients that I want to deal with, people who seriously see my value and appreciate what I do for them and my creative energy and the way I do things. And I fucking love that. I'm so lucky that I found that, and I've been able to force field those people that don't appreciate me, don't see the value, don't communicate with me the way I need it, like I like to be communicated to, it's just, I'm on the freak. I'm on the fucking freak, and it's so fucking good. Has this just been me half an hour talking at you? Is that what every podcast feels like? I feel like, I don't know if this has brought you any peace, but, or how I can even articulate how to become the freak. It's just finding yourself again. It's finding the things that make you feel good. It's okay to step away from the things that don't and circle right back. Like planning out my birthday, it's like, okay, well, who do I generally want to be sitting at the table with when I'm celebrating me and celebrating the person I am, the year that I've had, the things I've achieved? Who has genuinely been there for me throughout all of that? And if there's people that, you know, haven't genuinely been there to support that evolution in the last 12 months, then they don't need to be seated at the table. Like, it doesn't mean I don't love them and that they're not going to be in my life ever again or come to my birthday ever again or whatever it is. There's just some people that you just have to have space from and let them be on their journey figuring themselves out, because, you know, you don't need to put energy into people that aren't putting energy into you. It's as simple as that. It's a big boundary thing. If people are offended or triggered or upset by that, then that's, you know, that's for them to process. And as long as you know you're doing something from the goodness of your heart and you're not doing anything harmful or trying to be harmful towards anyone, it's, you've got to protect yourself. You've got to protect your own energy. And yeah, you couldn't pay me to put me in a situation where I'm going to be around people that I don't want to be around and that aren't going to bring me peace. When I've got such a peaceful mind, why would I try and bring any chaos into it or any stress? Or, you know, I don't want to be sitting somewhere feeling like out of alignment. You know, I'm so focused on feeling aligned and finding that what that feels like and knowing what that feels like and knowing when it feels off. And that's when I know when to step away or remove something, or what do I need to do internally? What mirrors are coming up? What do I need to look at and heal through and work through and face? What challenges do I need to face? But yeah, eventually you go through the ups and downs, and I'm not just here to say now that I'm on this freak and I feel fucking good and it's all working out and I feel like a magnet, I've got the people in my life I love and I want to be around. It's not always sunshine and rainbows, dolls and dolphins. Like, it's seriously, there's fucking hard days, and there's days that I get triggered by my friends and I get triggered by my support networks and my clients or whatever. Still get triggered. I'm still a fucking human. I'm not a robot that just operates on peace and love. Like, I am a human that has human emotions and some days have hard days and some days have sad days. And it's just about knowing what tools you need to use on those days to help you work through it. And, you know, do you need to journal about it? Do you need to talk about it to somebody? How do you move through it? You know, it's just about fucking healing. Life is about continuously healing on the evolution that you're on. It's always going to be an evolution of healing because we're always going to be experiencing different things in our life. And like I said, the mirrors are going to be there forever. There's going to be times where you have to force field yourself away from people and not feel guilty for that. And then there's going to be those beautiful pockets of magnets that you're going to just have these beautiful aligned connections come into your life, and you just have to be so abundantly grateful for them and just absolutely milk them while you have them. Because like I said, some people are just there to teach you something and be in your life for a small season. And I think it's so impactful if you have those people in your life that you truly love, and you know that they truly love you, and that you're just genuinely there for each other. Like, don't be afraid to like show your love for those people and make them feel special and message them and tell them how proud you are of them and how much you appreciate them, and just be the rock for them that they are for you. Like, you know, like, it's all going to be an equilibrium. So I think it's just, yeah, moral of the story is you're going to continue to match your freak with the people that match yours by showcasing the frequency of love and abundance and gratitude and all those beautiful, juicy feelings. So if anybody would like to continue to match my freak, I just appreciate that you're here, honestly, because you are the people that obviously do feel connected and aligned and like to hear what I have to say. And I love that. And I'm bloody grateful for you. And I cannot wait to get more freaky as the month goes on. I'm heading away this week, which is super exciting. I'm heading over to Perth and I'm fucking that keen because I just think I'm going to find a whole lot of people that are going to match my freak over there. And who knows what that might bring. So stay tuned. Next week's episode is just going to be a little one whilst I'm away, and then hopefully we might get some special guests on the podcast while we're away, hopefully, and I can bring some new guests back on once I'm back. But for now, enjoy a little Scorpio season, enjoy the spicy energy in the air, get a little bit spicy, get a little bit of passion going on, you know, now's the time to start to get a little bit freaky.